The time is approaching 7:37. Mayor John Suthers joins us once a month on KRDO's Morning News. Mayor, good morning. And first question we're going to ask you, and I know there's certain things you can and can't say, but a big week for the release of the Devon Bailey body cam video.
Yes, indeed. Renee and Mike, good morning. I think we need to get the video out as quickly as possible, and we did so as soon as the investigative agency said it would not compromise their investigation, and that was last Thursday, and I think 13 days after the incident is quite quick. Obviously, I think those body cam videos exemplify why the taxpayers' investment in body cams is probably a very good one. We've got a pretty good indication of what happened.
And Mayor, what is the process now that the investigation has been handed to DA Dan May? We're hearing 90 to 120 days possibly for their decision, and then he could actually move it, say, to a grand jury, correct?
Exactly. The district attorney has the option of either making a decision himself, either charging the officers or not charging the officers. If he does not charge the officers, he has to issue a written report explaining in detail his application of the law to the facts and why he is indicating that they acted justifiably. He also has the option of referring the matter to a grand jury, which is a group of local citizens that usually pick for a year period of time, and they hear cases that the district attorney wants to present to a grand jury and get the input of citizens. If they return what's called a no-true bill, finding no charges are merited, they have the option of issuing a report also saying what their reasoning is. And I think given the fact that the district attorney will gather additional facts, they're waiting for ballistics tests, maybe toxicology tests, things like that, it will probably take some time.
Mm-hmm. And Mayor, we know that some folks are, and a petition was even signed this week by citizens saying they would like an outside investigation. Is that a possibility?
Well, I guess it's a possibility if the governor directed another district attorney to handle the case. That's possible. I would hope that doesn't happen. The legislature several years ago passed a law talking about how officer-involved shootings should be investigated, and every judicial district set up a protocol by which a agency outside of the one whose officers were involved in the shooting does the investigation. The major investigative agency in El Paso County, other than the police department, is the sheriff's department. It's perfectly willing to, perfectly capable of conducting a thorough investigation. And turning it over to Dan May. There, from my knowledge, I see no legal or ethical conflicts. District attorneys are well aware of any conflicts that would cause them to have to recuse themselves. I don't see anything in this case. And fact of the matter is the sheriff and the district attorney were elected by the people to carry out their job, and absent any legal or ethical conflict, I think they should do that.
We're speaking to Mayor John Suthers, Mayor of Colorado Springs. Mayor, let's turn to a couple things council has been up to. The voters are going to get to decide on perhaps two different issues, if I understand this correctly, when it comes to land swaps.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of a confusing thing because voted, right? Wasn't it voted, Mayor? Like, oh, no, the people decide. Or no, a majority council decides?
Well, they put forward two proposals, one in which the people would decide, approve any kind of land exchange involving parkland, or then the other one was it would require a supermajority of council, like mm-hmm. a 6-3 vote, not just a 5-4. But the question is, on the 27th of this month, I think that's the next council meeting, that's when they finally take action to refer it to the ballot. And the question is whether or not there will be 5 votes to refer one or both, even though there were votes to move them forward in the process. We'll see what happens on the 27th. The two ballot issues that I'm confident will be referred forward, one is a renewal of 2C, asking the voters to renew 2C at a reduced rate of 0.57 down from 0.62 to allow us to continue our progress on improving roads, with 50% of it being spent on residential roads. And then the other one that I'm confident will be referred is asking the voters to allow the city to retain $7 million in revenue in 2018 over the Tabor cap, and allow us to spend that on quite a number of parks and trails, with about half of that going to what we call Palmer legacy parks, like Monument Valley, Acacia, Alamo, things like that, which frankly would you know, play right into our sesquicentennial celebration coming up in 2021.
Yeah.
All right. We're speaking to Mayor Southers. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. 7:42, KRDO's Morning News.
This morning, we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, we've been talking about it for years, actually. The downtown development project and the downtown development stadium development plan has been submitted to the city. And it sounds like there's a public meeting tonight at Centennial Hall. Folks can come out and hear the latest plans for the new downtown stadium. It's really kind of happening quickly, isn't it? I mean, it seems like it is, and it seems like it isn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, keep in mind that the whole City for Champions started in 2013.
Yeah.
So it's not too quickly, but the fact of the matter is I think things will move pretty quickly here on. It's going to happen, and I think it's going to be an incredible addition to Southwest downtown. In connection with the museum, be a great catalyst for development. Keep in mind, the plan is for the stadium to have residential, commercial, and retail surrounding it. Widener Apartment Homes is making a huge investment in it. They're in partnership with the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. I think it's going to be very, very exciting. And keep in mind that it'll be a great venue for summer concerts and things like that.
And Mayor, speaking of growth and great stuff like that, announced that it sounds like I believe an Atlanta hotel company wants to come in and put in two new hotels here.
That's exactly right. After many years in which the airport business park was somewhat stagnant, all of a sudden things are really taking off. As you know, there's a Amazon facility going up as we speak, going up very quickly. It'll be open for this holiday season. We're hoping to get another announcement about a facility, a very large facility in the business park pretty quickly. In the meantime, there's a local developer in conjunction with outside investors who are taking advantage of the Opportunity Zone law passed by Congress that are asking to construct two hotels on the airport property. We're putting that through the FAA process and the city council process, and I would expect that will move fairly quickly also.
Wow, so lots of interest about the business park now, isn't there?
Absolutely, there is. The general aviation side of the airport is doing very, very well. I'm very, very pleased with the progress of the airport.
All right, Mayor. Final question we have for you. City Council is looking at bear-proof trash cans in parts of Colorado Springs. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's probably going to happen, but I think the council's going to make sure that there's plenty of time for public education about it. Manitou has a similar ordinance, and what you need to understand is if you keep your trash cans in your garage, they won't have to be bear-proof,
right.
And you're allowed to have them out, you know, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on trash pickup day without them being bear-proof. But if you leave them out all the time, they do have to be bear-proof. And the price of bear-proof trash cans is coming down. I think we'll get cooperation from the trash companies. And the fact of the matter is, it is frankly kind of sad when we have to euthanize bears who are just responding to their nose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And getting into trash, and then once they get into trash, they'll come back. Then the park and wildlife folks have to make a decision whether to euthanize them because they've become dependent on it. So I think we like our wildlife. We'd like to keep Colorado wild, and citizens have to do their part.
Right. All right, Mayor, good to catch you up with you. We'll get you scheduled for next month. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
751 KRDO's Morning News.